Praise the Lord. Let's all stand. Bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we count it and deem it a great privilege, Lord. Anytime, Lord, we can gather with you and sing about our heavenly home, Lord, you have waiting on us. You have prepared for us. Lord, it said bring such a joy to our hearts. Lord, we just appreciate the opportunity to gather once more to hear thy precious word. Lord, we ask you to dip it into our hearts this night. Lord, we're ever so grateful. We're so thankful. Just let your will be done in this service, Lord. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Ike Turner, Capstone Books, are at 47. Some glad morning we shall see. Amen. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. And oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead.
Same book. Joy unspeakable. Amen. I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit, amen, hallelujah, Jesus free, I am free.
I have found the pleasure I once craved. Amen. It is joy and peace within. Amen. I am free. Yes, free indeed. Amen. By His grace, His mercy. Page 84. Back a few pages, same book. A hallelujah side.
Once a sinner, far from Jesus, I was perishing with hope. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then He threw His robe around me and He led me to His throne. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the
outside my mansion door. Amen. Can you imagine spending eternity with brothers and sisters that you love and cherish? Talk throughout eternity. Amen. Of what He's done for you. What a day that'll be. Amen. It's worth it all, saints, to be His child. Amen. Brother Sells, would you take up the offering, Sunday? so much to be thankful for.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly so thankful.
Yes.
And Lord, we sing these songs of Zion. And Lord, it just makes us stop and think.
Yes.
Lord, what you prepared for us, what you are, Lord, doing and done here, and then what you've got prepared for us. Lord, we give hope.
Yes,
throughout eternity. Lord, how it should make our hearts rejoice.
Yes.
Lord, just an anticipation for what's coming. We thank you so much. Lord, we pray, Lord, as we come to this part of the service, that you will bless them. Lord Jesus, may every bit of the money that comes in, Father, be used for your glory and that building of thy kingdom. Bless the hands, Lord, that you give those that are gone. May your glory be honored and praised in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. We hold the fort, for he is coming. Amen. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus, sing no still. Oh, let us wave the answer back to heaven. By the grace we will. Oh, let us hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus, sing no still. Oh, let us wave the answer back to heaven. By the grace we will.
Amen. By the grace we will. Amen. Anyone have a need upon their heart tonight? Raising their hand. Amen. Brother Tim, would you take the request? Special song in her heart. Brother Tim.
Some folks are building hopes down here and planning ahead. So busy with their fortune, they forgot what Jesus said about the world and earthquakes and the fig leaves budding leaves. And there's a group of people getting ready to
make it.
investments and a bank in the sky. Amen. Let's all stand at this time. We ask our pastor to come. Sing that little chorus. Fill my cup, Lord. Amen. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Heavenly Father, may that be the desire of every one of our hearts. And Lord, the desire that you fill the cup tonight. May this be the true thirst in our hearts. You said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What a promise, Lord. And you've always kept your promises. Always. And Lord, the promise remains tonight. But Lord Jesus, if we hunger and thirst after thee, O God, may it be a thirst and a hunger, Lord, is so great that it overpowers all the things and the cares of this life. That you would be the very first and foremost important in our life. As the prophet would say, the principal theme our life, the principal theme of our talks, our walks, whatever we do, Lord, only you can place that in a man or a woman's heart. We ask now, Lord, again this evening that you would speak to our hearts in the way of your word. We know that this is your provided way, your way of, Lord, speaking and bringing forth the things so the people will know and understand ways of God. So we ask that you would bless us now and open up our hearts, because we can't open up our own self alone. We can only open up the womb, Lord, and let you begin to come in. But it takes you to reveal yourself. It takes you to make yourself real in our life. So we ask that you do so for us now. As each one of us, Lord, not just me, myself, Lord, but each one of us, I trust we'll commit ourselves unto you this night. In your glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his wonderful name. While you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles back again to 1 Thessalonians, 1st chapter. And I'd like to speak a little bit tonight, try not to hold you too long. I didn't realize it held you that long until I got out there, and I thought, my, we overdid it this morning. So probably only got about 5 minutes tonight if we had that on tonight. So I might be able to do that if I could talk as fast as some preachers do, but I can't do it. All right, 1 Thessalonians, 1st chapter, and let's read that 4th and 5th verse. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. May God bless reading his word. Again, you may be seated. Just to go back to that now again, we find here to know is to understand. And he says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election. I looked that up just to make sure we got the meaning of that a little more important. The election here in the original Greek is the act of God choosing before the foundation of the earth. He decreed his blessings to a certain persons, a chosen people. My. Let's think of that. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. And, you know, as we sit here this evening, and each time as we gather in here, or we sit down and listen to tape or listen to the Word of God come forth in some form, and if you have the Holy Ghost, how that Word will come forth and it's revealing itself to you. It's enlightening itself to you, to where you understand it. And again, we always go back many times because it's so important in this hour, as what the prophet said in the future home, of what the true evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost was. He said it was to be able to receive the word for your day, to be able to receive this word that we hear. And receive a clear understanding of it. He said, how do you know you receive it? Because clear understanding comes to you. See? And then it vindicates itself. And as I always make sure everybody's reminded of it, he said the entire Word of God. And we may think, well, how could that be the entire Word of God? Saints, it'll have to be the entire Word. Because it's his word that he's come back for. That word being expressed through you is what he's coming back to return for. Now we realize again, and I'll read it to you again. We've read it many times in different messages. But how Brother Branham puts it here lets us understand it's here today. Satan is here today to deceive us, to keep us from getting to that entire word. And he's doing a good job. Kind of hate to admit that Satan's doing anything good, but he's doing a good job of deceiving people and getting them off track and getting their minds going the wrong directions and still yet think they're going the right direction. But Brother Branham puts it here, he says here in the harvest time, paragraph 238, now watch real close, Matthew 24:24. It's so striking how that they almost... He says, in this last days, Jesus said the very elected would be deceived by this thing. He said, watch the spirits. Okay? Now, if we was to stop right there, it sounds like the deceived or the elect will be deceived. But he goes on, listen to what he's going to say. He said, the elected would be deceived by this thing. He says, watch the spirits in the last days. Now, the scripture has to be fulfilled. See, Matthew 24:24 has to be fulfilled. Because God spoke it. Okay? Just like any of his other word. God doesn't speak anything, the word goes out and returns void. It always comes to pass exactly like he said. So he's saying the same thing here in Matthew 24:24. He says here, he said, now the scripture has to be fulfilled. He said, do you believe it? Of course the congregation says, amen. You know? And he says, now, he said that was in the last days. And we definitely know without a doubt this is the last days. If you don't think it is, I don't know how you can keep from thinking it is. Because everything scripturally proves it is the last days. And we're running out of time. Okay? So he says here, in the last days the very elected, predestinated, elected to it, he says here first, would be deceived. it so perfectly. And what Satan's going to do, it's so perfectly, it's so scriptural, and looks so pretty and clear. Now think of that. It looks so pretty and so clear. Just almost to the point that, why wouldn't it be truth? You know? That you can't see a flaw in it. Now you tell me if there's any of us, me or whoever, that's smart enough in ourselves to be able to catch that. That it's so flawless, it's so clear, it's so pretty looking, the way Satan will do this. So, now you see, we sit here tonight and we think, you know, we think back of what Satan did to Eve through that serpent. And he explained it to Eve that, you know, of course she was not supposed to touch that serpent. Not supposed to have any act of no sort, anything like that. And yet, Satan talked her in to this act with that serpent. And he made it sound so good. He made it sound like the word that it had to be just exactly perfectly right. But we look at that and we think, oh, that'd be so simple to see. And we look back and we think, why didn't Eve catch that? You know? Now, do you think Satan's going to use something that simple today? That you can see it that easy? With the word you know? The word you have heard? The word some of us have heard for years? You think it's going to be that easy to see? No. It is going to look so flawless, so perfect, that it would seem it has to be. Has to be. Okay? That you can't see a flaw in it. Only the elect. Nothing else. Not the impersonator, not the make-believer, not the unbeliever. Only the elected will escape it. That's it. Only elected. Now, how close is that going to be? Now, you've got to remember, the elected is going to be very, very, very few. And only the elected is going to escape it. That's really close. Do we realize really how close that is? Do we realize how close it gets so many times on the new birth of people thinking they got it and putting their own interpretation to it or using some man's interpretation of what he says it is? How close that is and yet be so far away. Look how many has been deceived today in the message of saying it's one soul and it's the regeneration of one soul. But the prophet never did say it. But they make it sound so right, so precise. It's impossible for the human being to be built or born with two natures in them. Makes no common sense, they think. But God said there was. The elected. Now, they wasn't. But the elected was born of two natures. So in a way, they're preaching their message right. Because they wasn't born of two. But God's elected was. See? But it's so close. Sounds like it'd be so right. And yet, many will get that right, but they'll get something else wrong. See, it's a constant cycle rolling around of it looking so flawless what they can bring. How it's presented. How it comes forth. By smart men, intellectual men, great men. Yeah. But it ain't God. But as I said, it's how they can bring this new birth out in such a way that anybody comes along and get born again. No, they can't. anybody can be saved. No, they can't. Everybody can be covered by the blood. No, they can't. You see? Only the elected. You see? But again, they present their messages to make it sound so right, so good. You see? Only the elected will escape it. Escape it. Now, that's what Jesus said. He said, do you believe it? I believe it. Amen. With no problem, I believe it. Because I understand it. God's grace has been revealed to me. You see? So I know what he's talking about. He said it would deceive the very elected if it were possible. Why, it's perfectly scriptures. You can see it in the natural eye. He said. But you see, that isn't it. Them Pharisees had the scripture just as perfect as it could be, but by their own interpretation. And that's what we have to always be careful of. Even if the preacher gets up here and preaches it exactly the way it should be, and there isn't a flaw in it, you still in your own thinking can twist it up. Think of it. That's how close it is. And you don't have to say a word to nobody. Absolutely no one. But God already knows your hearts. He knows inside what you've accepted, what you don't believe, what you believe. And again, it's one of the things you just can't hide it from God. And he even goes to searching it to see what's there. The scripture, as we've read many times, he searcheth the reins. He searches for it. You don't just let it lay around. He searches it. He searches your thoughts. He searches your heart's desire. He searches all these things to see where you're at. See? He said, how did they know he wasn't wrong? Because God vindicated every word that he promised. Same thing he will do on this new birth. How will you know what the real new birth is? Because God will vindicate it's the new birth. That's the true evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You see? You'll receive the word, you'll have a clear understanding of it, and it'll vindicate itself. The entire word of God. Okay? So with that in mind, I'd like to go back now. And here we find it. Paul is speaking there and he says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. You see. Much assurance, why? Because you've seen it vindicated in their life. He said, you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. See, this give the people even an assurance that they were God sent and vindicated because of what God did through them. When Paul was going through his life, Paul and Silas wound up in jail. My, what did they do? You know the story. They begin to sing praises unto God. They begin to worship the Lord. And the power of God shook that jail and knocked those doors open. Open up the way for them to be set free. And you know the story of the jailer. How he wanted to know how he could receive this. You know, what must he do to be saved? You know, and of course we find out the scripture says that he was saved and his family was saved. Because that man seen something real. He's seen something that not just the Pharisees would talk about in the scriptures. He's seen something more than the Sadducees and the priests talking about what Moses did. Back in the days of Moses and the Red Sea splitting open. And the frogs and the flies, all these things. He's seen something more than just somebody talking about it. I pray and ask God to let us have something that's so real. That it'll be more than what we just talk about. But people will see it vindicated in our life that we have a new birth. That we are born again. that we are sons and daughters of God, that we are the chosen generation. We are predestinated, elected of God by what God vindicates in our life. You see? Oh, Lord, help us now. Let's go on. 1 John 3:20-22. We may think, well, what good is this going to do? Well, again, I'm going to remind you a little bit and set you up again for this assurance. And just rehearse a few things. And Lord willing, we'll go on with this. For if our heart condemns us, 1 John 3:20-22. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. We just talked about that. Okay? He knows all about us. He knows everything we've done, what we're doing. He knows what we're going to do tomorrow. Because He's God. Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, if our heart condemns us not, then have we confidence toward God. And there I ask again the Holy Spirit to open our hearts to that. If our hearts don't condemn us, think of that. We have confidence toward God. In other words, we have this assurance. And whatsoever we ask, I'm pretty sure that probably all of us ask God for something, don't we? Huh? I'm sure probably sometimes we maybe get sick. And sometimes we may have a need arise. Sometimes we may have something go on or happen. Circumstances arise and the only way we can see our way through this thing is God helping us. God taking us through this thing. God give us a greater understanding of it. I'm sure we probably all pray for revelation. Do we not? Absolutely, I do. All the time. I'm sure we always are probably asking God to lead us, direct our path. I'm sure we're probably always asking God to open my heart that you can have a greater preeminence in my life. Lord, help me understand what a true prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ is. Have I mentioned things that you asked for? Have I mentioned things that you asked for? Maybe some don't. If you don't, you know what the problem is. Saints, we're in a time that is that hot sun is going to shine. It's taking all the greenness out of the elected, but it also exposes all the make-believers, impersonators, those just pretending, the want-to-be's. It always does a twofold thing. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Now, have you come to that point yet where you know you're doing those things which please God? You absolutely know without a doubt that you please God. Now, do you realize there's people that will be blinded in such a way that they will think they are doing right when they're not? That's how deceiving Satan is. They will actually think they're doing right. If we do right, saints, let me put this in a way we make sure we understand. If we're doing right, and if we are doing what the Word says, then no one can condemn you either. And neither can the Word itself condemn you. If He did, He'd be condemning His own Word. But if the life is coming through you and you're living by that Word, because nobody can condemn you. What if the passerby comes passing by and knows the word? He knows, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. All these different things. And they walk by and they see you not doing these things. Now, you may sit there not doing those things, and you might still sit there and say, I'm doing good and I'm doing right and I've got confidence I'm doing right with God. Regardless of what we think and what we say, still yet every passerby has to see it. Isn't that what I said in the token? Absolutely. Everybody passing by has to see it. Now, we may sit there with the attitude, I don't care what people think. You better care what people think. Yeah. Because they're supposed to see Jesus Christ living through you. And if you're not doing the things the Word says to do, then how can you have any confidence? How can you have any assurance that what God has said, what He has told us to do, what He has told us not to do, and if we're not doing it, how can we have that confidence? That's why He said in the message, perfect faith, and another place in the token, if we're always doing things wrong, make ourselves back a sinner. Yeah. Because we know we're doing wrong. See? Now, what if I stand up here tonight and I say, bless God, I know everything's all right, and I'll use myself so you can't get upset with nobody, and you can't upset yourself, and just put law on me if you want to. What if I stand up here tonight and I say, praise God, I've got this confidence, I'm living by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And we use the illustration Brother Brown talked about, the young man with the squirrels. And the law of the land says you're allowed 6 squirrels. And I go ahead and shoot 7, 8, 9 squirrels. Now we know what the problem is. Spoke about that young man. Yeah. If Christ is in you, you will do as Christ would do. Christ is His word. See? So how could I sit there now and sit there and say, I've got this confidence, I'm living by that word, and I know I'm right, and sit there and just keep right on shooting squirrels when you done went past 6 of them? I remember what I said a little bit ago. People will be so deceived, they will think they're doing right when they're wrong. Isn't that a terrible place to be in? You ever see people that's an habitual liar, and they tell so many of them they can't even remember how to get out of the lies they told, and they're so caught up in lying, it doesn't bother them a bit. That's why in some people, the lie detector test will not even work. Because their conscience has been seared. Has been a hot iron. And people can become so seared, their conscience can today. So seared as with a hot iron. It's just like water on a duck's back. But you can guess what'll happen. It'll meet back up with you on the day of judgment, and then it's going to hit you. When you have to stand before Almighty God on the day of judgment and stand there, and then, do you think then your conscience will be seared? No. Your sins are going to look so filthy and dirty. So wrong. I'd like to go in that sometime, again, to go back to that, of how people's conscience will be so seared. And we're living in that day, friends. That's why you've got so many believers, so-called believers, following even this message. They can do the things they're doing, and it doesn't bother them. They still think they're right. They still think they're okay. They think they're going to heaven. They think they're following a true messenger, a message of God. God sent a prophet. They think. But one day they're going to find out how seared their conscience was. That's why many people can do things wrong and it doesn't bother them. Yeah. It doesn't bother them at all. They can talk about people. They can belittle. They can say things about them that's not true. It doesn't bother them. No. It doesn't bother them if they go out in public and do things they should not do. It's wrong. It doesn't bother them. And yet they tack in within themselves, they tack it in their mind and their memory hall of, I have a clear conscience. I'm okay. One thing about it, friends, it has to line up with the Word. And if your conscience doesn't line up with the Word, you need a new birth. Because if you're born again, the Holy Ghost will convict your heart and let you know when you're wrong. And immediately, you'll stop that thing. Yeah, immediately. What if I just felt like red lights? So what? So what, the red lights? I don't care about red lights. I don't have to stop. Especially if I don't see nobody coming, I ain't stopping. But what if God's Word said it was wrong to go through? And you shouldn't do it. You say, oh, He doesn't say not. And there's no way in that Bible, nowhere in that Bible says don't go through a red light, you know. Nowhere in that Bible said, yeah, He said, give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But give unto God what belongs to God. What if our conscience is seared and we just think, I don't care. There's people in this message. They don't care about the law of the land wearing a seatbelt. They don't care. And they don't do it, and you ain't going to make them do it. And they'll tell you that. Ain't nobody going to make me wear a seatbelt. Nobody. What'd God say about it? But why does people do that? Why do they have that feeling and that thought about it? Because their conscience is seared. That's with the hot arm. So it doesn't bother them. But it'll bother you on the day of judgment. Because it's all going to come back to you again. Yeah. And all the time this is going on, everybody passing by sees this. And do you realize how silly we look? How foolish we look? How childish we look? How ungodly and evil we look? To those passing by, our mouth has proclaimed one thing, professed, but our life has no possession of it. And what do? Bring a reproach on our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. We don't care about that either sometimes. Who cares? I don't care. People don't know I'm doing this. People don't know I'm doing that. Maybe they do. Maybe your conscience has been seared so hot with such a hot iron that you think nobody's even seeing it. And you do it openly and you don't even realize you're doing it. Yeah. Speaking truth, ain't I? Yeah. One thing about it, judgment begins at the house of God. It gives you the opportunity now to recognize your wrong and your sins now. But if we can get loose from these things, blessed assurance comes. If it's really there. If it ain't really there, don't think you're going to act out assurance because it'll never happen. Don't think you'll ever act out confidence because it'll never happen. And that's why you can ask God and you can ask God and you don't get nothing. Because you disobeyed Him. And you yourself are condemning your own self. You know you're not right. You may get by with it for a while until the preacher mentions it. And then, Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. It's a comforter which is the Holy Ghost, that shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said to you. How could you forget about it? How could you forget to do what God said to do? Now, you might get trapped into something real sneaky. Satan traps you into something, and you make a mistake. That may be a little different. Maybe you didn't catch what Satan was doing. But the minute you do catch it and you realize it, it's repenting and turning away from that sin and making sure it never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever happens again. And if that ain't the desire, you ain't been placed, the desire ain't been placed there. You see? You're just learning things, hearing things, and trying to do the best you can. But God won't accept that. No. The only thing He's going to accept that'll match His promises that He wants to give you and give you this true assurance is to a new birth. Not getting very far, but I just feel led in the Holy Spirit to say these things. To make sure we get these things and get it right. Okay. Now, what I just got done saying these last few moments is what Lord willing, I'll show you sometime and bring to your attention what the prophet showed about the children of Israel. And it's repeating again today. Do you realize they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, failing their test? Do you realize that? And out of 2 million that kept failing their test, only 2 came out overcomers. That's all. Out of 2 million. They couldn't pass their test. They couldn't face their trials and test and pass it. Only 2 overcame. As the prophet said, it repeats today. And the children of Israel followed a pillar of fire. They followed God's vindicated prophet. I'm getting ahead of myself. And here's the reason for it. They followed that prophet that was vindicated by God to be the prophet of the hour. And they kept failing their test. Only 2 came out. Can you get it? Look at the people that's following this message today. How many? Their trials consume them. Their tests, they fail. They can't keep the word. And only 2 could keep it. Wow. Election. Election. 2 out of 2 million. Wow. Saints, it's something to think about. Because as the Holy Spirit will open your heart to that, you'll see it's exactly what's happening today. Exactly. No difference. It was called out of Egypt. Yeah. I repeat, given a God-sent prophet with a pillar of fire. Leading. Same as we've had today. Look, the millions following it. Know about it. Know it's vindicated and it's right. And yet they can't overcome. Holy Ghost, let that sink in. Because it's so true and it's so right. And it's happening today. Are you going to be the two that overcome? Or are you going to be the rest of them that just can't overcome? You think your trial is the biggest trial there is on this earth. And there isn't a one of us sitting here and me standing here that has went through what none of those apostles went through. What our Lord Jesus Christ went through. What Apostle Paul went through. Stephen went through. There isn't a one of us here that's had something that hard. Absolutely nobody. And they passed their test after they received the Holy Ghost. Before they had the Holy Ghost, they couldn't. But after they had the Holy Ghost, they passed it. What about you? As I've said before, saints, I couldn't preach this to a people that doesn't know the word or hasn't been around it for a while. But I hope you understand. By God's grace, if there's two, trust there's more than that here. But I don't know. But I speak of a God that knows exactly who we are, where we came from, our purpose, why we're here. He knows all things. We'll close there. Trust so far got you thinking. Pray. May you ask God for help that you can make sure that everybody can see you're one of them. Not just in your little pea brain think you're one, but everybody can see you're one. Everybody passing by can know you're different. You got something real like the little woman did that had the alcoholic husband. But may people see you have something real. That you're not just like the rest of the people. Ah, there's no such thing as real Christians anymore. Is that what people have to say today? I don't want them to say that about me. I trust through God's help and His mercy, they'll be able to know that there's someone of the real one today. It's real. Yeah, you might not be liked. You might not be very popular. Yeah. But that don't make no difference. As long as you're on the winning side, like Joshua and Caleb was. Yeah. Men and brethren were more than able. God has given us this promise. He promised if you'd repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this promise is unto you, unto your children, and to them that are far off, as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Is He calling you? Don't push Him away from because you're afraid it will hurt your present or your past standing that you took, your past claim and professing you took. If you ain't got it, still cry out to God for it. So Lord, I begin to understand and wonder, or understand and know that I must not really have this, and I really need it. Even though I professed this in the past, why, people would think I'm this if I now decided I don't have it or think I don't have it. No. People is going to respect you if you open up your heart and get the real thing so you can be a real overcomer in Christ and be one of the two. One of the two that overcome all the obstacles that the other 2 million couldn't do. They never accomplished it. Something was always taking them down. Always failing. Always. They could never quit doing wrong. But Joshua Caleb found the way. The bright and shining way. Amen. I trust that we will all find that way. Do you understand me? Do you understand what I'm trying to get your attention to? Saints, what a fool I'd be and what a traitor I'd be if I didn't. I'm not a man that's looking for fame. I'm not a man that's looking for people to look up to me. I'm not a man that's looking up to or trying to get a bunch of people to follow me. By no means. But I am a man that is trying to get you to follow Christ in all things. Regardless how I have to look to you. Or how you may have to feel toward me. I want to tell you the truth. Because I know, he said, the truth shall set you free. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, which I believe he's here, there is liberty. I pray that the Holy Ghost will set you at liberty. And you will walk in the paths of righteousness. And we can take the land, brothers. Take the land through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen to his word.
Amen.
Why don't you sisters come to the instruments, please? Amen. Love his word. Praise God. Does anybody have a song you would like to sing, a worship song, or whatever it may be? Something come to your heart? Or does anybody want to say anything? Say something. Yeah. Remember, saints, I'm here to help you. I know sometimes it don't sound like it. But again, as we talked about that hot sun today, you know, if you don't like that hot sun, you try to get out from underneath it. You're looking for a shade tree. As we spoke tonight, are you looking for a shade tree? Are you looking for something to cool it off? Trying to get out of it, get away from it? Is it too uncomfortable? Oh my. Lord, help us. Help us to be a little seed. Say, that's what I want. That's what I want, Lord. That's what it's going to take to be like him. For you've been predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son. Predestinated. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Well, he'll try. He'll try. But don't let him do it. For he is the truth, the light, and the way. Oh, he is my everything. And if he ain't yours, he can be. Praise this wonderful name. You know, I was thinking this little song come to mind. If I can find it here real quick. Think about his love. It's on page 6 in the little books there. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Think about his grace that has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, resurrected. Amen. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Sing it again when I ask Brother Timothy to come dismiss us. Think about His love. Think about His goodness.
Think about
His grace that has brought us through.
For as high as the heavens above, so great.
Each one of us will take it in, drink it in, and weigh ourselves and find our own places. God knows all about us, but we know ourselves. Is that clear conscience? Amazing how God put this body together that we would have that conscience. Amen. And then to say in the scriptures, if our hearts condemn us not, oh, may we truly be a people that can rise to the challenge of the hour. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we so thankful for Your word. And Lord, whether it may be hot or whether it be rain showers, Lord, or blessings, we want whatever You have for us. For Lord, You know what we have need of more than we know ourselves. And Lord, You make each and every flower grow and blossom just exactly the way You want it to. Each tree bears forth its fruit, Lord, in its season. And Lord, You predestinated a people provide and to produce Your life through in this last age. And Lord, we want to be a people that's a reflection of You. Lord, that it would truly be You seen, living. And Lord, it's going to take the precious word, Lord. By the word, we'll overcome. And Lord, we're so thankful that You're mindful of us. We thank You for these opportunities You give us. And Lord, we're just so thankful for each and every one that could be here today and those that couldn't. Lord, we pray You'll bless them and strengthen them. And Lord, just continue to be with Brother Bobby down there in his back at the VA, Lord, just strengthening. Lord, we just wish things could be different. But Lord, we realize the times in which we're living and the way things are going, Lord, but we just ask that You would comfort him. And Lord, just any of us, Lord, that have a special need in our lives, Lord, You know. And Lord, we ask that You would meet it according to Your word. And Lord, just bring us back at the next appointed time if You should tarry. And we'll never fail to thank You, Lord, and to see that You receive the glory for all things. In Your precious name we ask. Amen. Oh, to me He is so wonderful. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus before we go. To me.